Just trying to utilize, you know, some of that and take that into today and learn throughout this weekend. So this place is so wide, so many grooves, and the biggest thing is tire fall off. And once that happens, you start moving up to the fence. So just got to manage it the best we can and take care of it all day. So it's good to have Farmer John on our Chevrolet. So once we get that rolling, we'll see how we shake out.
Now we're going to open it up for questions. Let's start here in the front with Mike.
Mike Embry, USA Today. A few races in, what's your personal grade in your Chevrolet? Are you A, B, C, C minus, B plus? What do you think?
It's hard to say. You know, Atlanta was bad luck. You know, I thought we were pretty decent in practice. We had some mechanical stuff going right before the race that we didn't find out. Vegas, we missed it. You know, we were a very good short run car. And we just fell on our face. And then Phoenix, I thought we were really good. I learned a lot overnight from practice to the race and was able to put that to work. And we were making some ground until we hit pit road. So personal grade, I don't know. It's just it's a learning curve. That's what I'm going to label it as. We're trying to figure everything out. You know, I'm laying my head down at night, not leaving a stone unturned. So in that regards, I give myself an A plus. But we're just not hitting on all cylinders right now as a team. And you know, we're still figuring everything out from the switch. So it's going to take us a couple races. You know, we're going to have some really good races. We're going to have some bad races. But we're going to keep our heads up and keep digging.
Next, we're going to go here to Bob.
Bob Packers, ESPN. How's life been since Daytona? Has it been calm? Has it been normal? Or has it still been a little bit crazy?
No, it's been actually really good. Besides the fact of not being home, it'll be, 18 days since I've been home. That's the only bummer right now. But Amanda and I got to have a great vacation from Vegas to Phoenix, and then I got to spend time with the King and his family in Wyoming this last week. So we had a lot of fun riding snowmobiles and stuff and just getting to see, you know, that part of the country. I've never been to Wyoming. Checked that off the list. Landed in Idaho, so I checked that off the list. So it's been good. Ever since, you know, Daytona, I mean, all the way up till that was just crazy madness. And now I've been able to kind of relax and stay focused on what we need to do without any extra cameras or attention or anything.
Let's go over to Wolfgang.
Daryl, your team has a corporation or alliance, whatever you name it, with Richard Childress. Does it mean you have specially engineers from Childress at each race, or you get some help, advice, or you have staff from Childress actually working just for your team?
No, I think we work together as a group, all five of us. We all work together and, you know, the RCR is building our race cars and, you know, we're implementing some of our stuff that they have learned over the years from RPM. So it's a collaboration of both, and we're all sharing notes and trying to figure out how we can be, you know, the best organization out there and get our cars better. So, you know, some races, you know, the 3 and the 31 are what we're leaning on just because we're still trying to figure things out. So, but it's been a great alliance so far. You know, they've been very open to wanting to help us out. You know, Andy Petrie over there is keeping everybody in line and making sure we're pushing the same note.
Next, we'll go to Jerry Jordan.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN. A little bit along the lines of Bob's question, but as a rookie, a lot of guys, you know, they're so engrossed and they're so, you know, taking in with focusing on the track and racing. Have you had the chance to have you stepped back and enjoyed it yet? Has it been fun at to this point so far?
Oh, I'm enjoying it. I'm like a kid in a candy store. I mean, I'm racing against the guys I used to watch on Sunday. That's pretty badass. I remember that moment I had last year at Daytona, and I was right next to Jimmy. I was like, damn, we're racing against 7-time right here. It's pretty cool. Now I've kind of raced around him enough and raced around the other guys enough that, you know, I'm starting to learn from them for sure. But at the same time, I'm like, man, I can't believe I'm still here. So it's all like kind of surreal still, but not letting that, you know, overshadow what we need to focus on. But it's a hell of a ride right now. You know, despite the finishes that we've had, you know, it's still, I'm still keeping a positive mindset, looking forward to each and every race because it's a reset for me. Each and every track is, there's no need to for me to hang my head over the last finish because I don't know what the hell's next until we get to Pocono, Kentucky, Michigan, and Daytona.
Next, let's go to Lee Spencer.
What was it like bonding with the Key? And are you a guy that usually likes cold weather? Are you a guy that likes to ski, snowmobile, et cetera? What did you learn about just, you know, having that family time?
Yeah. And I'm still in shock of, you know, racing for the King, honestly. Being around him and in his presence is, it's unreal. Just to see, you know, how he interacts with the fans, how he interacts with just people and family. It's the coolest thing ever. I don't know if you guys heard of Rummy Cube, the board game. I've played that for years now, and the King was there playing as well. And I'm like, what? This is awesome. So getting to play board games with him and do those certain things. I think I beat him. I think I may have beat him that round. He might be the boss, but I'm still competitive. So, but just seeing that and being able to have those in-depth conversations about racing, about life and whatnot, is really special. I mean, I was his Uber ride back from Daytona. We had a dinner Saturday night before the race, and I was his Uber ride back, and that was a 20-minute conversation about life and about racing, and the whole time I was just like, this is badass. This is cool. So I've been enjoying that. You know, the Moffitts, Rebecca and Brian, it's a really family-oriented team. And, you know, the first day from last year, I just felt a part of the family and, you know, felt like I belonged with this team, and we made it work. And now that we're here, it's been, you know, great from the relationship side of it, just being able to grow with them and become even more part of their family.
Let's go to this side in the middle.
Hi, Kathy Brown, Pitting Outside the Box. You had mentioned that you've done well here in an Xfinity Series car, 6th, 3rd, and 12th place, and that was in a Ford. Mm-hmm. So is there anything now driving in the Cup in a Chevy that you can translate to your team as to how to get around the track or maybe set the car up?
At the end of the day, it's just the same race car, just different manufacturers on there. So we'll see. I mean, I don't really look at, you know, that side of it as much. At the end of the day, we're still going to be all pushing 215 into turn one. So we just have to be able to manage it all and, you know, utilize what I've learned, you know, running the fence and, you know, learning where your marks are and where that boundary is. That's the biggest thing that you take from each and every car, no matter what the manufacturer is. You learn those boundaries and you try to push that a little bit more and more each and every time.
Gentleman in the plaid shirt.
Pat Ticola, NASCAR.com. What sort of life lessons has the King taught you?
You can overcome a lot of things if you put your mind to it and you have the will to do it, but you can never overcome fate. So that's the biggest thing that stuck out to me. So if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. If it's not, then move on.
Mm-hmm. We'll go to Chris Knight.
Chris Knight, Trends.com. Daryl, with the reduced Cup practice this season, do you feel like that's a hindrance to you guys, not only as a team, but also from a Chevrolet standpoint with the new body style?
Reduced? You say reduced practice?
Cup practice, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah, like, what the hell? I need all the time I can get, and they cut the time down. No, it's fine. You know, we had talked about it last weekend. Are we good with starting off in Q trim? And I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. We'll figure it out. I mean, the 50 minutes, is that what it is today? Yeah, it goes by quick, so there's not a lot of time to be wasted. But at the same time, you got to manage that and not overstep it. So it'll be fine, though.
Any further questions? All right. Thank you, Bubba.
Thank you. Driving a Chevrolet. Sweet.